The Omniscient Ramana by M. R. Venkatraman. I had the great fortune to have daily darshan of Bhagavan during the last few years of his mortal life, for I studied in Thiruvannamalai. My father, the late Dr. M. R. Krishnamurthy, had on an impulse relinquished his medical practice to be of service to him. My mother, Subbalakshmi Ammal, was equally devoted to the Bhagavan. She used to prepare snacks and take them to Ramanashramam as an offering to the sage and for distribution among the devotees present in the meditation hall. After school hours, I used to visit the ashram in the company of my parents. During the last few months of Bhagavan's life, when he was seriously ill, my father stayed on for night duty, and I was sometimes his silent companion. It was the actual experience of many devotees that Bhagavan was aware of even their unspoken thoughts, and he would respond to them in a manner that was truly amazing. This was because a life link comes to be established between disciple and guru, like the one between parents and children, and among brothers and sisters, which Bhagavan himself had hinted at. This characteristic of Bhagavan was brought home to me in a telling incident that shall remain etched in my memory, and the purpose of this article is only to share that experience with others. In Thiruvannamalai town, our residence was on Avarangattu Street, and four doors away lived an old lady whom we called Mudaliyar Patti, not to be confused with Alangarthanni Ammal of Karaikal, who was also known by the same name. I was studying in Standard 9. It was called Form 4 in those days. One evening, when I returned from school, I heard this Patti telling my mother, "Do you know that Brahmana Swami did most of his alms taking on this street of ours during his early days on the hill? He was given to silence in those days. He would stand in front of our house and clap his hands in order to draw our attention. We used to keep a stock of sour porridge, pulithakuru, always in our house. I would take a bowlful of this and pour it into the cupped hands of the Swami. He would drink the porridge with relish and walk away without even wiping his hands." I did not believe this story and told my mother that Mudaliyar Patti was spinning a yarn. Bhagavan would never have taken food from her hands, I said. The next thing I knew was a stinging slap on my back. It was from my mother, who was livid with anger. "How dare you sit in judgment over any action reported of a realized soul like Bhagavan? Are we not ordinary mortals who should know our place? Let this be the first and last time of sacrilege on your part." I was chastened by the ferocious intensity of my mother's bhakti. The next day was a holiday, and I accompanied my mother to the ashram as she took a vessel of omupudi, fried South Indian savory, for distribution there. Sachidanandam, an attendant of Bhagavan, who we knew well, was on duty in the meditation hall. As Bhagavan sampled this snack brought by my mother, he spoke to her, "Subbalakshmi, only today did Sachidanandam tell me that you used to give bhiksha to him in the early days and that he would receive the mixed rice in his towel. Noticing the sambar dripping through, it seems you brought for him a copper thuku that had a lead coating inside. Well, he had at least a towel to start with, but I had no such luxury. in my begging days. This revelation was too much for me. Standing at my mother's side, I started sobbing aloud. Turning to me, Bhagavan asked my mother in a compassionate tone, "What happened? Why is the boy weeping all of a sudden?"